You didn't hear this, episode 3.
Boo.
Hi, you're listening to, You Didn't Hear This. This is episode, 3, and in the studio, and or upstairs hall, I have with me, Quinn.
Hi.
And, pretty much Dara's not here, but we're going to, call him, like we would normally a call-in person. But, yeah. Quinn came over here to do a school project, but we finished. And we had kind of an hour and a half of spare time, so I'm like, let's record a podcast. Keep our listeners happy, why don't ya? But, food-wise today, instead of our usual Tostitos and salsa, we have, cream soda, root beer, and Junior Mints. But everything's... Junior Mints are the only thing with sugar in it, because everything's diet except for those. I really shouldn't let Quinn have any of these.
Ooh, I get Junior Mints!
But, first things first, I need to plug some stuff. We recorded this with Audacity. We put it on with Podomatic, podomatic.com with a T. And, some of the music that on tonight's show is provided by the Pod Show Music Network. You can find them at music.pod... It's... What is it? It's, music.podshow.com. Essentially, it should be the Pod Safe Music Network. Yeah, I'm, fixing that on my show notes. But the music is provided by Pod Safe Music Network. It's music.podshow.com. And... it's free downloads if you're a podcaster. You just need to list when, where you used the song. Our email address is youdidn'thearthis@podomatic.com. And our website is youdidn'thearthis.podomatic.com. But we're going to go call up Dara. And for now, we've got a song for you guys. This is The Mad Caddies and... No, wait. I didn't pick that song. This is going to be a... Bad Religion with American Jesus.
Yeah, we've got the American Jesus.
rising as authority. We've got the American Jesus bolstering national faith. We've got the American Jesus overwhelming millions every day.
Hey, we're back on, You Didn't Hear This, that was, Bad Religion with American Jesus, and we have in the studio with us right now, not in the studio, in the speakerphone, the person who usually is with me, Dara.
Hi.
Yep, and he's on speakerphone like Joe was yesterday, and I've still got Quinn up here.
Moo.
Wonderful. I just choked on my soda. That wasn't good. But first, in news, which we usually have, should we do our eBay segment first, or should we do the college thing?
Let's do the college thing first.
College or eBay? We did eBay first yesterday.
Yeah.
Which one should we do first, college or eBay?
College.
College.
College. Okay. Good news for college kids. First, in January, history professor David Weil of Canada's University of Prince Edward Island offered B-minus grades to any of his students in his overcrowded class if they would just go away. And 19% accepted. So, pretty much if they didn't show up... So he had 95 people in his class, and it's overcrowded, and he's not liking it really, right? But he says to all the students, you know, like, if you don't come to my class, you get a B-minus. Because I don't want that many people in my class because it's overcrowded. And 19%, like, yeah, 19% just didn't show up and they all got B-minus, apparently. However, the administration found out, and Professor Weil, who had retired last year but returned to teach that one year, that one course, re-retired. So he retired and then came back, cheated on one course, and then retired again.
He cheated?
He cheated, isn't like, you know what I mean. The whole story. He told the students to go away, and they'd get B-minuses.
And 19% did.
And 19% did, that's pretty sad. 20 of the 95.
So that is wacky. Why didn't they all just leave?
Imagine if one of our teachers said, like, skip our class and you get a B-. I'm like, ooh.
That would be awesome.
That would be
Why
fun.
Why did the whole class just leave?
Yeah, except for the people that want more than a B-.
One time half of my class left in the middle of, like, class. They left. They just left.
Substitute?
Oh, yes. That was your science class?
Yes.
Your infamous science boycott. Did you leave?
Oh.
What? Dara, did you leave?
Did I leave?
Yeah.
No, I didn't leave.
Who stayed?
I just finished one of those giant chocolate chip walks.
How many kids stayed? Was it just lonely little Dara?
No, it was the other half of the class. Half the class left and the other half stayed.
Makes sense. Apparently Katie left and she never, got in trouble for it.
It was very random.
Okay,
I just finished a chocolate chip.
This is the point of the tangent chain, Quinn. We'd never be able to fit two news stories in one half hour if we weren't going on the tangent.
That's your fault now, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, on the next episode, we promise to get, either Katie or Dominic on the show. I don't know which is more urgent. I don't know. I gotta talk to them both about it and see if they're free on those days. Because I know on yesterday's episode, we tried to get Katie on there, but she was at the bookstore. We should have talked to her at school about it. But Dara didn't put his Dominic's phone number on his cell phone.
I didn't have it on my cell phone. I barely have it at home. I don't even know where it is.
That's brilliant. So if you have to call him, yeah, you can't. It's totally brilliant, Quinn.
Hey, Mom, fine.
Yeah, no, I meant Dara, but yeah. Okay, the second story in the college tangent is former Fairfield University student William Rahm, age 24, won $111,000 from the school in a February verdict because he was improperly suspended 4 years ago. At the time, Rahm was accused of entering a woman's restroom, fighting, ripping posters off walls, dumping water on students from a second floor, smashing a bathroom mirror, running naked on campus, and underage drinking, and subsequently vomiting in the dorm. And this is from our sources. We found a source, but they took it from Globe and Mail on the 27th of January and Connecticut Post on the 4th of February. Imagine.
So, like, why did he do all this stuff again?
He didn't do all this stuff. He was wrongly, he was improperly suspended.
Well, then who did do this stuff?
He didn't do any of the stuff.
Who did?
They don't even know who. They thought it was Rahm, right? They thought it was William Rahm. So, this guy's, like, drugging and getting naked and running in the campus and throwing up all over the place, right?
Yeah.
And Rahm gets blamed for it. And he gets suspended. And he's like, you know what? I want $111,000. Maybe buy a new pair of Wellington boots. I don't know. But, I don't know. I don't know what people do with all that suing money. Yeah.
If you're in debt, they pay off their debts, I guess.
They buy new pants. They buy new parachute pants.
Parachute pants?
Or maybe they buy those teeth with the golden rims.
What?
How much do you think these people that are always suing people get? Like, there are these certain amount of people.
Dollars?
What?
Millions.
Yeah, because there are, like, certain people who are just like, I spilled my coffee, I'm suing the restaurant.
That happened in Seinfeld.
What?
Kramer spilled his coffee and he sued the restaurant.
Yeah.
True, that was one of the episodes.
It was that episode of what?
Seinfeld.
He spilled his coffee and sued the restaurants for faulty caps.
What show was this?
It was some restaurant and it was some, like, coffee place in New York.
This was Seinfeld.
Okay.
But listen, apparently a few years back, this reminds me of a news story. Some lady drove up to McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
Ordered McDonald's coffee to go, drove up to the drive-thru window, took the coffee, and put it between your legs.
and
stepped on the gas. And sued and got hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And there was also someone who sued, McDonald's.
Closer to the mic, dude.
There's also someone who sued McDonald's for becoming fat. They lost, though, I think. I think they lost.
Yeah, they should have lost.
That was on an episode of Mad TV. Someone sued McDonald's for becoming fat.
Yeah, they were probably spoofing on something, because you know that's what Mad TV does.
But that happened in real life. Someone actually sued McDonald's for becoming fat. Which is
disturbing. I'm more than halfway through my show notes and everything. I've got one word left on my show notes, actually.
eBay.
It's not even a real word. But
what does eBay mean?
eBay.
It's just a random word.
Wow. What does eBay mean?
Are you, like, trying to figure that out?
No, actually, if you do know what eBay means, then email us at, you didn't hear this at podomatic.com, podomatic with a T. I don't know how many times I have to say that, but back to eBay, right?
Yes. Tell us what
there's
eBay
this,
means.
There was this one user, right? 386 Vince, right? He's got, like, more than 10 pages of things that he's auctioning off, and they're all, like, little McDonald's toys and stuff. But see more great items from this seller. And it's all random stuff.
Randomness.
Right, the first one. It's a, what? A super bubble. Oh, sorry, dropped your phone.
What?
It is a super bubble bucket full of cigarette butts and ashes.
What?
It's a bucket full of cigarette butts and ashes.
Apparently it's 2 pounds and it's going for $5.
It's 2 pounds of cigarette butts and ashes, and it's going for $5.
That Look. Is disturbing. Wait, it's going for $5. Has anyone bid anything yet?
No, this is nobody's bid anything yet.
Well, that's kind of easy to understand.
Okay, look. Here we go. Here's some uses for a big bucket of cigarette butts. Perhaps look and smell at it to quit smoking. For an arts and crafts project, a Hollywood prop man or set dresser might find it useful. Maybe as a present to a smoker? Maybe someone is pissing you off by leaving cigarette butts all over. Well, now it's payback time. Want to play CSI? Well, here's a lot of evidence. The ashes alone would be a great fertilizer. Why use macaroni and noodles for a collage picture? Use cigarette butts. Much yuckier. Buying something completely useless on eBay and thus participating in a 21st century phenomenon. Getting a coworker in a non-smoking environment in lots of trouble. Making a janitor curse the day. And filling your ashtrays without smoking. A very healthy alternative.
Go to like the little page with all the different, with like every single thing that he
sells. Oh, I'm not going to go through those.
Sorry.
Okay. No, here we go. A box of 3 pounds of bark mulch.
Bark mulch. What is bark mulch?
Bark mulch, like tree bark mulch.
Okay, then.
Well, isn't mulch kind of like fertilizer or something?
Yeah, it is. But it's mushroom growers as... It's litter for cats, mice, hamsters, and guinea pigs. Perfect for insect enthusiasts and butterfly breeders. Maybe you have use for it, too. And hey, I bet there's another there's not another box of this stuff anywhere else on eBay.
You can say that again.
A box of mulch.
The cow pie is there.
The closet monster. This is my favorite, right?
Closet monster?
Right?
Yeah.
Description. This is, it's a, like, a children's toy, right?
With
that looks like a monster, right? Description. This is a stuffed animal / plush animal wearing a vest reading "Monster in my closet." So here we have a genuine closet monster, not alive and not very scary, but a monster nevertheless.
This looks like someone from Sesame Street. That monster looks like someone from Sesame Street. Seriously, does.
Well said, actually. Measures 15 inches tall. Origin unknown. Made in copyright 1999 by Rumpus.
Reminds me of the evil monkey in my closet. From,
What is it? It's a ghost trap. Woo, it's a ghost trap. Woo.
What?
It's a ghost trap. He's selling a ghost trap.
It's a ghost trap.
Everything sells for $5.
So what, wait, what?
It's a glass jar with a net cover and bait.
What's the bait?
Wait, what's bait? The monster thingy?
What?
Well, what's bait for the ghost?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
It's just a ghost trap.
Yeah, it's a ghost trap. It looks kind of like a fishbowl, actually, with a, like, colorful thing on it. Something, I don't know.
Okay, and it says this is a glass jar with net cover and bait. The item comes from Chiapan, Mexico, or from the estate of a Cuaderno, a Mexican witch doctor, who lived there for over 94 years. This is a ghost trap used to contain or catch spirits. The jar is fortified with enchantments and specifically prepared to do that. How the trap is set and uses,
Yeah, ghost insurance with it.
No.
How the trap is used...
Yeah, how the trap is used is included in instructions. This doesn't look very old. It's like a glass vase with, like, a knitted, like, yarn, multi-rainbow color thing knitted over it.
Badly knitted.
And it's all rainbowy and, like, smile!
how'd you get to the website for where else you saw it? Where is it?
It was, I think, bizarreauctions.com or something.
Bizarre Auctions.
Oh, wasn't there a link somewhere, though? To this website? No, but wasn't there a link to this guy's website? The Crazy Sock Puppet Feet.
ebayworldrecords.com. Or, I'm gonna see.
Die!
Talk, you guys. I need to check something.
Okay,
Die! Crap.
Whoa. Never mind.
Okay, just talk louder, Quinn. Talk louder!
Okay, I don't know what to talk about.
Daddy sold my toys on internet auctions.
Oh, wow.
Yes! I'm playing Vasconian.
Playing what?
Vasconian.
Okay, then.
Must beat my own high score.
Wait, what is this? Well, oh my god, what is that? What is that?
I'm playing Vasconian and I'm in like third level.
Oh, hold on, you guys talk. You guys talk. I'm gonna read this. Hold on.
Oh my god.
You guys talk.
I must beat the high score, which I just made. No alien is safe. And what are you doing?
Maybe.
I don't even sound as crazy as that.
You should hear me.
I want more mothership left.
If you think that's bad, you should hear me on this substitute. I mean,
oh god, no, not red alert! No! Red alert, no! It died!
It's like a mystery.
Hey, but I made the high score! I've got one more life left. Sweet.
Is that like mystery?
It's a mystery box or something.
It's a Lincoln.
Yes! Fourth level beat! I mean, third level. Oh my god!
Do you ever call this ice measured in carats? What? It's a Lincoln's. It's 4,000 Lincoln's mystery briefcase.
It says there's 400,000 Lincoln's in this mystery briefcase.
And
cash money box.
By, oh, five?
Current bid, $2,225,100.
Died. Oh, I died.
I bet that guy really wants someone else to bid.
Guess what the bid is right now.
What's the bid? I missed it.
$2,225,100.
And how much is in it? How much is it worth?
It's a mystery briefcase. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Hold on a minute. It says right here. Oh, now I know why people are, what do you call it? Buying it. Basically, the first person to bid a certain amount of money gets a certain amount of money. Bidding has exceeded. Yeah.
No, don't place bid.
Oh my god.
That's a stupid.
What?
It's probably full of.
Oh my god.
What?
What's going on? I'm not there. Tell me.
$2 million mystery briefcase.
Why'd it be full of pocket lint or something? That would be funny.
It's probably got 400,000 pictures of Abraham Lincoln in it.
Yeah, probably.
All it says is 400,000 Lincolns.
Lincolns. Lincolns. What else could there be about Lincoln? So let's see, there's the $5 bill. There could be pictures of Lincoln. How do you know that this guy isn't named Lincoln? Huh? This guy could be could have...
Like, 400,000 pennies.
Where is that?
No, it could have been that, because Lincoln's on the penny.
Okay. Oh, yeah! It could have been that.
What is that? Craziest bobblehead. Wow.
Craziest bobblehead.
State of Whoa, what? And other biggest
and most big...
No! Why don't you all just die? Sorry about that.
Okay.
Ah, no, I died!
eBay's most expensive hot dog. $1,800.
The most expensive hot dog, $1,800.
Wow.
That is price, disturbing.
That is priced ass kicked in my microwave.
My mothership!
look. This is officially the, what do you call it?
The What? That's just random.
Dead.
Okay. This is the highest priced smushed microwave.
The words they used to describe it are ass kicked.
How did it get smushed?
I don't know. It just says ass kicked.
I died.
Oh my god. Dara, did you see that Trading Spouses? Have you ever seen Trading Spouses?
No, I haven't.
Well, if anybody's seen the episode with the lady that's like the super psycho Christian.
Oh,
right?
I saw the commercials for that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If this is under Craziest Bobblehead. It's
what?
A talking bobblehead of that lady.
Seriously?
What? And it says, going for $870. A talking
bobblehead of the most disturbing woman in history.
Of the
every
most...
cousin in the house.
Who would buy a hot dog for $1,800? I mean...
Because they just can.
Yeah, they can.
What is that?
That's the motto of, that's the word for today. Can.
Wait, what is this?
The word of today.
What is that?
Advertise your company on somebody's naturally bald head.
We call it Baldworks.
Oh,
so you advertise your company on
Hubby.
Somebody's head.
His name is like Hubby or something.
It's not his actual name. That's like a title.
Well, who's gonna use that? I mean, it's actually. I think it would at the like
half hour
places like lowered because no one's actually gonna look at it.
Yeah, that's all I've gotten eBay auctions for today.
Oh, I've got an idea. How about you just go to eBay.com and type in random?
eBay.com.
Type in random.
And then just go to Google.com and type in random.
No, because we're doing eBay.
Because we're doing eBay auctions, Dara.
Okay. Random football cards.
Random football cards. Random Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Random cards, cards, cards. Random cards, cards, cards.
Random
orbital car polisher cards. No.
Card.
The cards wasn't actually there.
Cards, cards, cards. Cards, 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 cards.
550 Pokemon cards. Wow.
And they're all random. Let's just type it. Let's type in. Stupid.
Stupid.
The stupid invaders PC game.
Wow.
There's a PC game called Stupid Invaders.
There's a clothing on there too. It's weird.
Hey, what about the stupids?
Clothing, shoes, and accessories. Okay.
The stupids.
I'm with stupid.
Oh, here's a T-shirt that says "I hate stupid people."
Wait, this is "I'm with stupid" with that big arrow pointing down.
Yeah. Interesting.
I don't get that.
Yeah, I think you might be happy that you don't get that.
I died! Wait, what was the thing?
It says, what do you call it? I'm with stupid, and it's got an arrow pointing down.
Jeez! Oh my god! That is disturbing!
That's what I was saying, but he didn't get it.
And I think I get it now, and I don't want to. Poop.
Yeah, isn't that what Sam just told you?
I got it.
Die, motherships! Sorry.
Dying motherships?
I'm playing Bosconian.
Yeah, that's a game.
Round. It's horrible.
Go to nonfiction
books. Nonfiction books.
Whoa, 1,102 stupid nonfiction books. Stupid things to women do to mess up their lives.
What?
Look, I went into, I typed stupid under the category nonfiction books and got 1,102 results.
Most of them are 10 stupid things women do to mess up their lives.
Let's see, history! History! Let's go!
In a minute, my neck's kinda hurting.
What?
My neck's kinda hurting. I'll be back with you in a minute.
No, actually, feel no need because we're pretty much out of time right now.
Wait.
Duh, the stupid story of the human race. That's the only, what do you call it? Stupid, that's the only nonfiction history book that's listed under stupid.
It's like,
okay,
it's like there
so,
five times, do it.
So, stuff that you need to know about, were just music.com. Music.podshow.com is the pod, is the music network, right? And you didn't hear this at podomatic.com is our email address. You didn't hear this .podomatic.com is our website. We played Bad Religion by American Jesus to, no, we played American Jesus by Bad Religion today. If you liked the song, it's an old album. Go out and get it if you want. They're on Epitaph and everything. So, we recorded this with, yeah, we recorded this with, Audacity. We put it on the web with Podomatic, and that's it. So, and Quinn's doing a dance, so.
Quinn, why are you doing a dance?
Okay. And we still haven't gotten any listener comments, so please send those in.
I'm doing a dance! Woo!
Okay, please send those in. So, see everybody. Say bye, Dara.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See somebody, tell my guess or something, or not. Bye.